call to order the July 20th meeting of the Sussex County Council. First item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, are there any changes?
I do have one suggested change. Under executive session, land acquisition, we could strike that item.
Does council members have anything else to modify the agenda with?
No.
Not all. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. In your packets were the June 22nd and June 29th minutes. Are there any changes or additions? Not, I'll consider those minutes approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, there is one letter that I'd like to read. It's from Cesar Rodney High School. Dear Sir or Madam, Cesar Rodney High School Team A and Team B would like to thank you for your contributions to the Delaware Envirothon. Your contributions have allowed us the opportunity to partake in an experience to learn more about the environment in the state of Delaware. Without your contributions, we would not have been given the opportunity to test our knowledge. Thank you. And it's signed by both the Cesar Rodney High School Team A and Cesar Rodney High School Team B. And there's no other correspondence.
Does council have any correspondence they'd like to share? Not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
The first item we have is District 3 Softball World Series, and we're pleased to announce that we have with us today Mr. Martin Donovan, who is the District 3 Administrator for the World Series that will occur here in early August. This certainly helps bring teams from around the world to Sussex County. It helps business in Sussex County, and it gives us the opportunity to see some outstanding softball. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Donovan.
Thank you, Dave. As you said, my name is Martin Donovan. I'm here to speak to you about the Senior Softball World Series, which the council has supported for the last 6 years. This World Series is one of eight that Little League International hosts. Every year, 2.8 million kids try to get into a World Series. And once again, Delaware District 3 is hosting. The 2010 series will be held August 8th through the 10th in Roxana at the Lower Sussex Little League Complex. This is the 37th World Series for senior softball and the 7th held in Delaware. As Dave said, participants come from all over the world. Players are young ladies from 14 to 16. They include six USA teams, East, Southeast, Southwest, Central, West, and by hosting this event, we also get a host team, which is represented last year was Laurel, who happened to finish second and had the experience of playing on national TV. We also have four international teams, Asia Pacific, Canada, Latin America, and it's called EMA, but it's actually Europe, Middle East, and Africa. And we have found out that the team from Germany is coming back this year. The team for Latin America is Puerto Rico, a different league, but it's coming from Puerto Rico. And I think the last I heard, Guam was probably the one coming from Asia Pacific. This event also brings 12 umpires from all over the world. Once again, they're Oregon, Virginia, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, Michigan, Connecticut, Puerto Rico, China, Indiana, and New Jersey was represented here last year. Since 2007, this event has been televised by ESPN. Last year, we hit 258,000 households. That equates to about 652,000 people who saw Sussex County on ESPN last year. To put it in perspective, Masson, the sports network that carries a national, set a record the other night with 165,000 households. We had 258. During World Series week, we had 16,000 people, over 16,000 visit website. Delaware Tourism has estimated this generates over $1 million. The Delaware Sports Commission, which I guess I can publicly thank Vance for nominating me to be on that, which I ended up vice president, has listed this World Series as one of Delaware's signature events. They equate it to somewhere like the Beast of the East, the wrestling tournament that's held up in the University of Delaware. It takes a lot of people. It takes about 100 people a night to put this event on. And that covers security, concession, grounds crew, medical staff, announcers, scorekeepers, interpreters. And then, of course, with girls staying in the motels, we have to have plenty of people there. Last year alone, for housing and food, just for the participants, cost over $60,000. That was spent right here in Sussex County. All knew that. Our slogan this year is World Comes to Delmarva. In 3 weeks, we're going to have people coming from all over the world to Sussex County. And again, I'd like to invite all of you to come to the opening ceremony, which is on August 8th at 3. And I don't know, but if we haven't, I'd like to invite you to the party on Monday night with all the participants. That is probably the most fun event of the tournament. But again, I'd like to thank you for your support in the past and your support in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a minute. I believe we've got something. The county's motto is we're your business partner,
but yes,
quite frankly, I think we're your nonprofit partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this check for $13,800 is what I consider seed money, and it reflects our attempt to foster a vibrant economy. And I know this endeavor of yours and the volunteers that help you brings in hundreds of thousands of dollars into this county. So it's very much appreciated, all your hard work, and this from the county.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
But for the girls.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item is Board of Adjustment candidate interview, and at the at our last meeting on June 29th, Mrs. Deaver nominated Mr. Ronald Gooch to serve on the Board of Adjustment. As per our new policy, Mr. Gooch provided a copy of his resume and as well as some written responses to the questions for our candidates. Mr. Gooch is here today for his interview with the County Council, and perhaps he could come up to the podium and maybe if you'd like to just go over your resume or answer some of the questions, or perhaps the County Council may have some questions for you.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning.
Welcome, Chief Gooch.
Thank you. I want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to interview for this position for Board of Adjustments. A little background about myself. I was with the City of Lewis Police Department for 28 years. The last 14 years, I was the Chief of Police. I went to Delaware Tech. I did not finish over there. However, I did get my credits enough to finish, but I supported my brothers and sisters who were one single family that we helped put them through college. I learned through the years of hard work and honesty and integrity is what you know you need to get through, and that's what I built everything on for myself is the honesty and hard work. I'm here to answer any of the questions you may have, if you wish.
Where'd you grow up, Mr. Gooch?
Excuse me?
Where'd you grow up?
A city of Lewis, Delaware.
All right.
Born and raised Sussex County down in Lewis, Delaware.
Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. Have you given much thought to the duties of a Board of Adjustment member?
Yes, sir. What I did, I looked at the Board of Adjustment for the City of Lewis, and it was a different scale. I asked, you know, different questions to, you know, the mayor and the council persons over there to find out what this job is about. And I know it's a person that's got to make level decisions. The codes is written. People have hardship. They want to come forward and present their case. You have to be able to go out and identify each individual case and make a ruling and understand that ruling. Know where to find the answer from. You got to, you know, basically lean on your colleagues and the experience of the people that's involved in it and be able to make your own decision and stand by it.
I read in your narrative that you equate making the decisions and following the rules as a law enforcement officer similar to that as a commissioner on the Board of Adjustments, and I thought that was a good correlation. I was impressed. Are you a paid registered lobbyist with the state of Delaware for any organization?
No, sir.
Okay.
Are you a contractor or home builder, or are you in a home building business?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you own property in Delaware?
Excuse me, sir?
Do you own property in Sussex County?
Yes, sir. Milton. Cane Colony, Delaware.
That's where you live now?
Yes.
Mr. Vinson, have you anything?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you very much for coming and visiting with us today. We have a council member absent today. I suspect we'll offer him the ability to review your resume, and hopefully we can come to a decision in the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, again, I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Do you not want to vote today?
Well, I almost feel like we owe Mr. Cole the respect. You can make a motion if you'd like.
If I may, before we make a motion, I think that with the issues that have been raised by some people, I would myself prefer that we don't take any action until after we have our workshop with the Board of Adjustment and ask questions about things that have been done or haven't been done, that kind of stuff, and then we can move forward. That's my opinion.
When is it? When is that scheduled for?
Sometime in August, I think, isn't it?
Yes, we have contacted the Board of Adjustment, and it will be either August 3rd or August 17th. We're trying to, we have a public hearings in the afternoon, of course, today, and then next Tuesday we have public hearings scheduled. So August 3rd is the first afternoon that the council does not have a full slate. So
August
it's
3rd.
Either August 3rd or the next meeting would be August 17th, where we do not have a public hearings in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those two dates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try real hard for the 3rd, if at all possible. It is something that's timely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. Mr. Baker, the administrator's report.
Sure. The first item is we are pleased to announce that the new auxiliary parking lot at the intersection of Harris Alley and Cherry Lane is open. This lot addition provides 39 spaces for employees and visitors to use while here for county business. The county council approved this parking lot expansion at a contractor's cost of $80,087. The design was done in-house by the county engineering department. The county also has parking along Pine Street with an entrance behind Domino's, as well as off of Market Street and Layton Avenue, and attached is a map showing the parking areas. The lot was open last week, and my understanding it was filled once. So I know a lot of people are off, so it's probably not a good gauge, but it certainly is helping with the parking situation. Capital transportation program suggestions. We'd like to remind everyone that the Sussex County Council is inviting the public to offer suggestions for the DLDOT capital request. Input from the public will be used to provide a recommendation to the Delaware Department of Transportation early this fall. And attached is a copy of the county's website webpage, where we are requesting suggestions through July 30th. 21 suggestions have already been received. Mr. Chip Guy is helping with this process again and putting together this package that we will have for the council to consider. Top 100 delinquent taxpayers. Effective July 21st, the county's website will include a list of the top 100 delinquent property tax accounts. Excluded from the list will be those who are current with an approved payment plan and those that have filed bankruptcy. We encourage anyone with a delinquent account to contact the Treasury Division at 855-7760. During these difficult economic times, it is important that we each contribute our fair share. And Ms. Katrina Mears, our collections manager, is here. There's been quite a bit of work done with Mrs. Webb and the Information Systems Department and of course, the Treasury Division in putting all this together. But we do have it up. And we'll be, actually, it'll probably go online this afternoon. And then finally, substantial completion. The engineering department granted substantial completion to the refuge at Derrickson Creek, Phase 9, on July 14th. Developers Bonnie Gray, LLC, projects located on north side of Route 54 in the Fenwick Island Sewer District, consisting of 48 multifamily units. Thank you.
Anything for Mr. Baker? All right, Mr. Hal Goblin.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning I have three towns for your consideration who are requesting disbursements from the annual police grant fund. The first town that has requested disbursement is the town of Ocean View. This is the second time that they've made a request from this year's budget, and this will complete their allotment of $15,000. They're currently requesting the remaining monies in that account that were designated for their town, $11,773.06. And they've explained that they're going to use these funds combined with the additional $5,000 that we had sent them in March and some other monies that they have received from the Criminal Justice Council to purchase a new police car. So that's their intention. Second town is Frankfort. They have not made a request as yet in the current budget year, and they're asking for the entire $15,000 to be allotted to them. This will be used mostly for part-time staffing in the summer months, salaries, uniforms, equipment, and part-time officers to help them through their extra busy months in the summer, mostly with labor costs. The third town is Milton. Milton is asking also for their full allotment of $15,000. I've spoken with Chief Phillips about his intentions, and the chief has explained to me that they're going to start a program of refurbishing rather than replacing police cars. And these dollars will be used to help refurbish some of their older police cars. I thought that was a pretty ingenious way of making efficient use of their funds. In any event, those are the requests, and I have a motion if you'd like.
Please.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve three disbursements from the Sussex County Annual Municipal Police Grant Fund in the amounts of $11,773.06 for Ocean View, $15,000 for the town of Frankfort, and $15,000 for the town of Milton.
So moving.
Could I get a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the local law enforcement grants as read by Mr. Goblin. Are there any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Colvin is absent. Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President, members of council, we also have for your consideration this morning a contract between us and Tektronic Engineering and Surveying Consultants to update our current all-hazards emergency operations plan. Joe Thomas, who is here, our Director of Emergency Operations, and I and Everett Moore's office have worked with this contract and this consultant over the past few weeks to formulate what we think is a pretty thorough and complete contract. It's rather lengthy, but we felt that much of the verbiage in here was needed in order to get exactly what we wanted done to our emergency plan. Joe, do you have anything to add to that?
Only that we feel this is a very important project. We came before you to request approval to go to this route. The current emergency operations plan is dated 2004. What we'd like to do is take the old plan, update it to incorporate the national response plan, the national incident management system, which are requirements through FEMA. And also we want to reach out to the local towns to help incorporate how they do business in times of emergency into our plan so that what they do kind of feeds into what the county does and supports them.
Mr. Moore, are you okay with this contract?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Thomas, you okay with it?
Yes, we've been working very closely with Mr. Moore's office to make sure all the language was up to date.
Okay. A motion, if you'd like.
Sure.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve a contract between Sussex County Council and Tektronic Engineering and Surveying Consultants, PC, to update the Sussex County All Hazards Emergency Operations Plan for the sum of $35,000.
So moving.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the contract read by Mr. Godwin. Is there any questions? Mm-hmm. Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next is Michael Izzo.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Morning.
Things are moving rather fast this morning. Almost yeah. Caught us unaware.
Good.
George is out here today.
Yeah.
I have just one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. If you recall, we actually have completed the main body of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. We actually had five separate construction contracts that were bid, and all those contracts have been constructed at this time. However, if you refer to the map that I have distributed, you can see that there's two areas that are highlighted. The first area, about the middle of the map, is known as Denton Mills. It's actually an area that was always included in the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. Situation was, we were working with a developer of a project known as Dove Landing. It's located within the Millville town boundaries, and we actually worked with this developer since about 2003, when the district was actually formed. And the idea was the developer would build pump station 294 as part of its own infrastructure, and that would give a connection point for Denton Mills to tie into. However, given the economy that we're familiar with at this time, Dove Landing has not moved forward. And it doesn't really look like it's going to move forward in the next couple of years, given the discussions that we've had with the developer. So what we're proposing is that we could construct a small temporary pump station that would only serve Denton Mills, and we would pump back to a sewer line that we already have constructed on Route 26. However, in the future, when Dove Landing does become a reality, because Dove Landing, the sewer pump station, is not only going to serve Dove Landing, it's going to serve infrastructure to the west all the way out to SR-17. At that point, we would take that temporary pump station offline and connect it into the Dove Landing pump station. The second area that's being proposed to be served is the area that's highlighted in yellow. Again, this was not an area that was necessarily considered in the original project scope. However, the district boundary was expanded at that time to include these existing developments, just with the potential that they could be served someday. The existing communities are being proposed for service are West Ocean Farms, White Neck Village, Squirrels Run, Bowerset, Robinson Road, Jester Road, Estelle Road, and all these are existing communities that lie along White's Neck Road. However, again, these communities were not necessarily included in the existing scope of work for the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. However, we were fortunate to bring the project in under budget, and we have the ability to use remaining funds from the financing of the Millville project to extend sewer into this area. At this point, I think I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Baker. He can speak a little better than I regarding the way that the financing would work to serve these communities.
What we did, Mrs. Webb, and put together the financing for the total project and looked at what the effect of adding this service to the Millville Sewer District would be on the existing rates. And what was determined by the analysis was that we could provide this service without any change in the existing rates. So there'd be no impact on the existing users in the Millville Sewer District.
Good.
So we feel fairly comfortable given the stimulus money and financing and the cost estimates that we've received from the engineering department to be able to do that.
And if you look at the rates that the folks in Millville are paying, they are lower than what we're seeing in our newer sewer districts. So this is a really good opportunity for these other communities basically to hop on board at a good rate.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Now, because it has been a period of time, actually, we had our public hearing back in 2003. We think we have a responsibility to go back to these communities. It would not necessarily be a public hearing, but what we would propose is to have a public meeting just to go over the process with the affected communities, to, you know, give them an opportunity. It's one thing for us to come in here and speak to the county council, but we do believe it for the good of the folks that are affected, to give them an opportunity to hear a similar presentation to this and have give them the opportunity to ask any questions.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
So what is the average Millville area paying?
Well, the front foot rate, I believe, is $5.18 a front foot. So if you had a lot that was a 100 feet wide, it would be $518 plus the service charge, which is?
46.
Excuse me?
246.
246. So you're somewhere around $700 a year.
764 average.
Okay, 764 average, which is...
What did you say?
764 average.
For Millville?
Millville.
It certainly makes sense. I mean, we can do this for these people, and the rate is the same that Millville, you know, already paying.
I agree.
It's like a, yeah.
And take advantage of the financing of the grant money that's left from the original project.
Sure. So what I suggest is we'll have our public meeting, and then we'll come back and report back to the county council. Okay? Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
We will not be able to have the public hearing as of yet, so if it's all right with the council, we will skip the public hearing for now and move to old business. Mr. Moore. Change of zone 1668 filed on behalf of CB Twin Cedars. Mr. Lang.
Good morning.
I have a series of old business items. There are five. The first two, 1668 and 1669, the application of CB Twin Cedars LLC, were heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 27th of 2010. County Council held public hearing on June 15th of 2010. The hearings were heard together. They were changes in 1668. The application of CB Twin Cedars LLC was an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District and a C1 General Commercial District to a GR RPC. General Residential District, Residential Plan Community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying south of Road 382, also known as Route 20, and also known as Zion Church Road, 1,000 feet east of Road 388, also known as Bixler Road, and located on 58.55 acres, more or less. If you will go to page 5 of my report. On May 27th of 2010, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to defer action on change of zone 1668 for further consideration and to leave the record open for 10 days for receipt of plus comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination and for an additional 10 days for a response to the plus response by the applicant. On June 24th, 2010, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1668 for Twin Cedars LLC for a change in zoning from GR General Residential and C1 General Commercial to a GR RPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently primarily zoned GR, General Residential, and partly C1, General Commercial. Under this application, the basic GR, General Residential zoning and the density permitted in that zoning will not change. Two, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC, Residential Plan Community designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environmental environment, excuse me, through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future land uses. It is located along Zion Church Road, which is classified as a major collector road, and incorporates a mixture of residential units available to a variety of income level households. It also provides an environmental benefit due to the reconfiguration of an existing tax ditch that is not functioning properly nor draining the area surrounding the site. Three, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community. There are several existing subdivisions in the area with similar characteristics. The approval of this application also allows the redevelopment of an existing residential apartment complex into a superior design residential community. Four, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 199 units. Two, all entrances, intersections, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. Three, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. Four, the RPC residential plan community shall be served by Central Water. Five, stormwater management and erosion sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in the manner that is consistent with best management practices. Six, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. Seven, the developer shall form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Eight, no wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. Nine, the final site plan shall contain a notice that the adjacent property is used as an RV campground. 10, a hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice indicating that hunting activities may occur nearby and on the Lost Lands Campground, which is to the rear of the property, shall be included on the final site plan and within the restrictive covenants. 11, as requested during public hearing, the restrictive covenant shall contain notice that a seasonal use campground exists on the adjacent property. 12, all silt fencing shall be located on the upland side of all wetland buffers. 13, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. 14, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. 15, the developer shall coordinate with the Postal Service for centralized mailbox areas within the development, as the Postal Service may deem necessary. 16, a final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation included in the buffer areas. In addition, a landscape plan shall also show transitional or screening landscape between the commercial and residential areas of the project. And 17, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion seconded and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. And that motion carried 4-0. Again, in the presentation, we held a public hearing on two applications together. One was change of zone 1668 for a change of zone from GR and C1 to GRRPC, and then there was another change of zone 1669, which proposed the change from GR and C1 to CR1. But they were acknowledged that they were have to be considered separately, for mm-hmm. the record.
Mr. Lank, what kind of buffers are we providing here for wetlands? What kind of wetland buffers?
Well, there are no state wetlands on site.
Mm-hmm.
So based on site plan, it would be whatever would be submitted by the applicant, but it could not have any lots that would encroach on any wetlands. Mm-hmm. There would be no lots that include any wetlands either.
Could not encroach. And then we're talking about what distance?
Oh, there's no designated distance by code. Mm-hmm. They could build up to it, but they couldn't encroach upon it. Mm-hmm. So it's all dependent on site plan. When they get a decision, then they submit a site plan and be up to the commission to review it.
I guess at some point we need to have something about staying 100 feet from those wetlands.
Right now there is no regulation on federal wetlands, non-tidal wetlands. Sometimes called jurisdictional or non-jurisdictional.
Is there a preference by the council? I could ask our attorney to read the title.
Sure.
Mr. Moore.
Okay, it's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR residential, general residential district to a C1 general commercial district to a GRRPC general residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 58.55 acres, more or less, subject to the following conditions. One, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 199 units. Two, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. Three, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. Four, the RPC, residential plan community, shall be served by Central Water. Five, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. Six, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Seven, the developer shall form a homeowner association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Eight, no wetland shall be included within any individual lots. Nine, the final site plan shall contain a notice that the adjacent property is used as an RV campground. 10, a hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice indicating that hunting activities may occur nearby and on the Lost Lands campground, which is to the rear of the property, shall be included on the final site plan and within the restrictive covenants. 11, as requested during the public hearing, the restrictive covenant shall contain notice that a seasonal use campground exists on the adjacent property. 12, all silt fencing shall be located on the upland side of all wetland buffers. 13, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. 14, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. 15, the developer shall coordinate with the Postal Service for centralized mailbox areas within development as the Postal Service may deem necessary. 16, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation included in the buffer areas. In addition, the landscape plan shall also show transitional or screening landscape between the commercial and residential areas of the project. 17, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Lank, if this is never built, then the RPC transfers over to a new owner? Say it's approved but never built.
The rezoning.
Rezoning.
In this case,
yeah.
You're zoning it. It's zoned GR.
Mm-hmm.
If it's approved, if the
mm-hmm.
RPC never develops,
mm-hmm.
the RPC can be taken away.
At what point?
Typically 5 years.
Do we need to add that?
No, we do it by code.
We just do it. Doesn't need
but
to be put
what
here.
What you have too is that the overlay gets deleted.
The what?
The overlay, which is the RPC zoning, mm-hmm. would be deleted. The GR
okay.
would stand.
You can't, mm-hmm.
That's already GR anyway, so it doesn't really change much.
Okay.
Could I get a motion?
I'll make the motion. We
motion
approve.
To...
what is it? CZ 16
68.
68 and 16, we have to do it separately.
We're doing them separate.
1668.
I have a motion to approve 1668, and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Well, I don't like the fact that we're encroaching on wetlands, but the applicant has met the code, and so I would vote yes for the reasons given by the Planning and Zoning Commission and with the conditions as stated.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, on the recommendation of P&Z.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on the conditions submitted and the approval of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. It'll be good for the economy, good for the area, and improvement over some of the current use out there. Motion carried.
The next item is change of zone 1669, the sibling application to the previous application. The application of CB Twin Cedars LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District and a C1 General Commercial District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, land lying south of Road 382, also known as Route 20, and also known as Zion Church Road, 1/4 mile east of Road 388, also known as Bixler Road, to be located on 5.79 acres, more or less. This application was also reviewed through public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 27th of 2010, and before County Council on June 15th of 2010. On May 27th, as did the Commission on change of zone 1668, it was deferred for plus response and response to plus. On June 24th, 2010, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1669 for Twin Cedars LLC for a change in zoning from GR General Residential and C1 General Commercial to CR1 Commercial Residential, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, there is presently C1 General Commercial zoning on the site of this rezoning and the surrounding RPC residential plan community. This rezoning application represents a reconfiguration of the existing commercially zoned land with only a minor increase in the commercial area. By allowing this rezoning to proceed, the commercial area is integrated into the overall project. Two, the rezoning is consistent with the purposes of the Sussex County Zoning Code and promotes the orderly growth of the county. Three, the rezoning of this property will have no adverse impact on the uses and values of neighboring or adjacent properties in the area. Four, this rezoning of this property permits redevelopment of this property under a uniform CR1 commercial residential zoning and eliminates a possible residential density of up to 12 units per acre that would be permitted under the prior C1 general commercial zone. Five, the property that is the subject of this application is within a county sanitary sewer district. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And seven, any proposed use set forth on the commercially zoned property will be subject to site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang? If there's no objection, we'll ask Mr. Moore to read the title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District and a C1 General Commercial District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.79 acres, more or less.
I'll make the motion. We approve.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1669. Is there any further discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes, based on the reasons given by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, based on PZ.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on plans and recommendations, I vote yes.
Again, I believe that this project will help the economy. I believe it'll be an improvement to the area, and it's an appropriate use. Motion carried. Mr. Lang?
Can I step down? Sure.
Why don't you step aside? We'll go ahead and have our public hearing. Thank you for filling in the gap. It is past 10:45, so we are in a position to carry on our public hearing scheduled for that time. I believe I will turn this over to Mr. Baker.
Yes, we have a ordinance proposed for to authorize funding for up to $10,475,000 of general obligation recovery zone bonds for the design, construction, and equipment of improvements to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. This is, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Webb to further explain the ordinance.
All right.
Surprised you.
Yes, you did. Okay. Public hearing for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Debt Ordinance. This is an amendment to Ordinance Number 2098, which approved the issuance of $15.6 million. And the reason that we are amending it is because we're going to take advantage of the Economic Development Recovery Zone Bonds allocation, which we did a resolution for that a couple of weeks ago. This gives us a 45% rebate from the stimulus package, and we have allocated our cap to this project, which will save this project approximately $2.7 million.
It is time for a public hearing. Mr. Moore, would you like to conduct a public hearing, please?
Yes, this is the time and place for the public hearing on the proposed ordinance amending ordinance number 2098 and authorizing the issuance of up to $10,475,000 of general obligation recovery zone economic development bonds of Sussex County for the design, construction, and equipping of improvements to the expansion of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith. Ms. Webb has briefly explained the ordinance. If she will then answer any questions from the County Council, if they have any questions, so that they can more fully understand the proposed ordinance. After that is completed, I will open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard on this matter, you're required to make that statement from the front speaker stand. Before making any statement, be sure to state your name and give your home address. Mr. President, are there any questions that any of the council members had of Ms. Webb in furtherance of their understanding of this proposal?
I don't believe so.
Is there any members of the public that would like to address this issue? Again, are there any members of the public that would like to address this issue? Then, Mr. President, let the record show that no members of the public expressed their desire to address council concerning this ordinance. As a result, we will close the public hearing record.
If there's no further discussion, Ms. Webb, have you a motion?
Mm-hmm. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the ordinance amending ordinance number 2098 and authorizing the issuance of up to $10,475,000 of general obligation recovery zone economic development bonds of Sussex County for the design, construction, and equipping of improvements to and expansion of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance amending the ordinance number 2098. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Webb. Mr. Lang, I'd like to join us again.